Good evening.
Good evening.
There's just you right now, and Hannah said she won't be coming.
Okay.
So do you want to wait if somebody comes, or do you want to go start now? Just the
No, it's only 4 minutes past, so let's just give it a few minutes.
two of us. Okay.
I feel sure someone will probably come on.
I agree. Somebody did.
There you go.
Evening.
Brandela, hello. Hello.
Good evening, Brandy.
Hey.
You and Malka are on the spot because Anna's not coming tonight.
Okay.
But we're starting with verse 327. And we'll start with the Lechem Yehud. We're in section 41 of the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. Lechem Yehud kud shabarichu ishkinte bitchilu urchimu uchilu uchilu urchimu. Ve'achda Lechem Yud hei Yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah la'asok Torah mitzvah vayhino Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu ha'garzan v'hargar ha'garzem kol kelei Lo nishma begin b'shamir, baza kola de'la yishtama mila, de'la yitzteriku, There was neither hammer nor axe, nor any tool of iron heard in the house, because a certain worm called shamir, in English that translates as enemy, excuse me, well, it's translating as emery, but I think it was a misspelling meaning. I'm not sure. The English translation is emery. The shamir split everything noiselessly, and thus they did not require other tools. Everything occurred by a miracle. Questions, comments, thoughts.
My first thought is they must have had a lot of those worms. There were worms, right? Some sort of
That's
worm.
what it says. A certain
They must
worm.
have been a certain worm. Is that a certain worm, as in a species of a worm, or millions of worms doing this work
It could
for
be
a human?
either interpretation. I would agree with you that it had to be many of them, but that's not true. The language is an English translation coming from Rabbi Ashlag. It's saying a certain worm. So it might have been just one,
Well, we
because
don't
it
talk
says it's a
unity.
miracle. God could have created the miracle with one worm or with many.
Well, it could
So
mean that they were in unity.
both interpretations would be correct.
Well, I see it as working together as a unit, as one, like unity, working as one.
very nice.
Way I see it. So, there was no any kind of metal used for building the foundation. I assume we're talking about the foundation and all the walls of the temple, all the structure of the stones.
Correct.
Now, I thought there was no cutting on the stones, on the foundation stones. So what would the worms be doing? As cutting letters into, I know that's probably used for the breastplate for inscribing the names of the tribes on the stones.
Like right so, now, it's not complete. We don't know for sure.
Okay.
But the traditional teaching from the Midrash is that the shamir, the worm, secreted an acid that ate through the stone in a straight line, so that the ends of the stones always matched.
Okay. Now, could that have happened in the inner earth? And when the stones were brought up, and however way they were brought up through eruptions of the volcanic action, so could it, those stones already been molded by the worms prior to the temple being erected, that they would go out and search for these stones?
That is correct. That is possible that's what happened. Another way of saying it or visualizing it is that the people, the worm knew where to cut the stones, and so then they used mind over matter to move these huge stones that they had no other way to move except through miracles, which is what implied. But there's no real understanding from what I have read from the Midrash. The minute you start asking deeper questions like you're doing, which is correct, the Midrash lets it go, and we don't really have a clear understanding of how it was done. We don't know how the stones of the temple were built into walls.
Well, the reason I say that, because worms do live in the inner earth. They're, you know, that's where they thrive, is in the earth. I mean, when you dig up dirt, you find worms.
Correct.
So that's why I was thinking that possibly this was determined, which is everything is by Hashem, and it was ready for them for when the temple was being erected.
That's very possible. We're just not clear. Should I go on?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Verse 328. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Kama Havivin, Inun Mile, Dioraita Zaka'a, Ulakei, Mandeita Sak, Reho, Siada, Lameha, Dioraha, Kakashot, Sehavit, Sehivanoto, Kadsalka, Biruta, Yakucha, Barihu, Samebad, Yikara, Likareya, Salka, Migoy, Mahashava, Ruta, Veit Pashta, Veit Pashtat, Me'atar Dehihi, Mahashava, Satima Delait Yada. How pleasant it is to hear the words of the Torah. How good is the lot of he who dwells into them and knows how to walk the path of truth. Said Rabbi Shimon. So the house, when it was in building, means that the desire of the Holy One, blessed be He, to be glorified, arose from within the thought and spread forth. In other words, Bina, which is called desire, came from the head of Arichantin, which is called thought, and spread forth from the place that is called concealed thought. That is, it spread forth from concealed chachma of Arichantin, which is a mystery. Questions, comments?
So is it saying that everybody had one thought and one mind, they were all unified when building the temple?
Let me read back for a second. Yes. They were all connected. They all came from the same source. And they all remained in the same consciousness.
Okay, so we just got through reading either last week or maybe the week before, about the people with the Tower of Babel, because they all were of like mind and in unity. Okay, so the people that built the temple were of like mind in unity. So is this a theme that the Zohar is presenting, that you have to be of like mind and in unity?
Yes. That is correct. Very nice, Brandy.
Thank you. So is this not also telling us, you know, negative and positive? Because Babel was negative and temple was positive. So this is how balance in the universe.
No.
Okay.
It's really not. It's not mentioning the Tower of Babel. It's saying that the source of the temple, the building of the temple, took place in Chachma, and there were certain levels within the temple that had to be concealed. So they remained concealed in Chachma until they were ready to come be revealed.
Okay. No, but what I was actually meaning was, I guess I didn't do it very clear, is what we've been reading over the week, it showed us unity of the people for the Tower of Babel, which would have been a negative because they wanted to go against God, okay? And now we're seeing unity and the same state of mind with the people building the temple, which is a positive. So what we've always learned is there's always negative and positive. It always has to balance out. Right column, left column, center column. So in what we've been reading up until now, that's kind of what I guess you would call the theme, would be balance, maybe, or I don't know. That's what I see.
The unity is in the positivity is based on the unity of the various people doing the building.
Okay.
By remaining focused on the vision of what they were building, that's what created the unity.
Okay.
What this verse is saying is that the desire is coming from the left column, from Bina, and that desire is coming from different levels of consciousness, depending on the person who was receiving it. But the highest level was called concealed Chokmah of Zeran of Arikan Pin.
Okay.
Should I stay with this and call it a class, or should we go do another verse? We have about 10 minutes.
Do we have enough time to do another verse?
Probably.
Yeah.
The Zipporah is agreeing with...
Who's agreeing with us?
The bird is agreeing.
Okay. Zipporah is the name of the bird.
Well, it's a name for birds.
It's also the name of the bird, unless you have another name.
Okay.
Verse 329. Ah, de'it pashta v'sharya. Isharya yo leve garom atar de yehu leviya tadir biraza teihu ruach haim ugein kad it pashtat ahiyo maka shava v'shara. Bisharaya Batarda Yigwe Hahiyo Mata Shava Elohim Kaim Dipizu Elohim Kaim. Bina spread forth until it lodged inside the throat of Arishan Pin, from where it constantly flows by the secret of the spirit of life. Afterward, thought, Chachma of Arikan Pin, had expanded and settled in that place. This thought is called the living Elohim. As it is written, he is the living Elohim. Questions, comments, thoughts.
Are we talking about Dot? Is that where it's settled? In the throat, and then, which is in
yes.
the ferret, right?
Yes, that's
mm-hmm.
correct. Dot settles into the throat, and the chest is being fed from Dot. That's correct.
Mm-hmm. So that's where Sarah Penn comes and gets the energy and stores. Whomever is your consciousness, it be left side, right side, then that flow will go down into those channels.
Correct.
Okay. So we have control over which channel it comes from and the flow of it, and to bring it back up to the supernal Ema and Abba.
Yeah, the different people came from different locations.
Right.
So the right and the left. But they settled okay. into the middle.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm going to call the class. We don't have enough time for the next verse.
Okay.
And tonight, at our 7 o'clock class tonight, we will have a Zohar class. We'll complete, hopefully we'll complete the balance of the Zohar class that we started on Saturday night.
Okay.
Shalom to
okay.
all.
Shalom.
Thank you.
Thank you.